a girly quiz. Makeup and hands and titties. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. Do you know how I know that we're not stopping the girly quiz anytime soon? Is because we got bloody Grammy award winning Keane DeCrow to sing the bloody theme song. I'm raging. That means it's going to be around for a while because we're going to milk the hell out of that.
Sometimes people message in a lot actually saying it needs to be a daily thing.
No.
Oh, God, I love that.
Every single day.
I'd push for an annual thing.
This is the Girly Quiz. Once a week, myself, Fiona, the Women of Dublin, we come together. We quiz Dave on girly things. We're well on our way now. Like, we're 2.5, nearly 3 years into this game. And as Dave mentioned, it's showing no signs of slowing down. Fiona's in, a fresh new woman to the pack. Got loads of fresh questions and ideas for us, we are only laughing. Callum.
Unfortunately, Dave, since Fiona started, you have recorded 0 wins.
I know, it's a load of shite.
For the year, you have 7 wins and 9 losses.
Okay, time to try and get a bit of, claw back a little bit this morning. You do have 2 lifelines to help you on your way, which makes it even more hard to believe that he's had so many losses this year. One is a Simplify option and one is his phone, a female. And standing by this morning is Olivia. Good morning.
Good morning, Olivia. How are you?
Morning, guys.
All right, Olivia, tell me this. What are you good at? What do you know? What is your girly knowledge? What are you fantastic at knowing?
So you say football.
It is football, but I just hope I know the answer.
That's all right. She's here for the long time.
Are you good with beauty? Because that's the kind of stuff that comes up. Or health? Or what should I come to you on? What kind of theme?
Anything. I'll know. Don't worry.
Fantastic, Olivia. That's exactly what I want to know.
I love that. Listen, as the nature is, you hang on there, Olivia. The nature of the girly quiz is we do kind of go to uncharted waters sometimes. So if there are kids in the car, hand on the dial. We've warned you.
Or
teach them a thing or two.
We'll teach them a thing or two. And, you're welcome.
It's time they learned. You don't have to have the awkward conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Or they'll get into school a bit traumatised.
Or telling everyone.
Let's do this. Question number one on the girly quiz this week, Dave. Match the celebrity to the makeup brand.
That's not fair.
That's a good one. I think that was Fiona's idea. I thought it was class.
Once again, Fiona's covering her face because she thinks she's going to somehow give away the answer.
I will. I can't stop laughing when you say something wrong. So I need to just... I actually need to be in a different room.
Here we go. Match the celebrity to the makeup brand. Rare Beauty.
No.
Fenty. And Rode Skin.
Rare Beauty. Fenty. And what?
Rode Skin.
Rode Skin. Sounds like Roadman.
I was thinking Roadkill.
Or HODE Skin.
Or HODE. This is a really, really hard question, to be honest, lads. And I'm not happy with it. I don't think it's fair.
Do you not think it's a great question?
It's a good question, but it's not fair. That's 3 brands that I have to know as opposed to 1. If you had said just Fenty, I would have went, yeah.
What if we gave you the 3 celebrities and you had to match them with
products? That's very good.
It's a bit late now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay. So Rare Beauty...
Is that a Simplify? Have I just simplified?
Emma, you are too nice on this game. If you get the celebrities now, I am saying that this is the Simplify loss.
Okay, go on.
Okay, Rare Beauty, Fenty and Rode Skin. Match the celebrities. Rihanna, Hailey Bieber, Selena Gomez.
Ah, crap. Okay, Rare Beauty. Fenty is Rihanna. I know that. Rode Skin. Is that it?
Yeah.
Rode Skin. I think that is Selena Gomez. Because I think... Rave Beauty, I think, is Selena Gomez.
Rave Beauty, is it?
Rare, sorry. I can't read my own writing. Rare Beauty. And Rode Skin.
Yeah.
I think Rode Skin is Selena. And I think Rare Beauty is Hailey. Although I didn't know Hailey had one. I know Selena had one. And I think Rare Beauty... I'm going to swap them. Rare Beauty is Selena. Fenty is Rihanna. Rode Skin is Hailey Bieber.
Is that your final answer, Dave?
That's my final answer.
Fiona, are you still hiding behind that sheet? Come back to us. Hello.
You can see me. It's just like me and Dave are at confession. And I'm the priest.
She's literally hiding her face from Dave. Dave, you're absolutely correct!
Let's go! I never would have got them.
I have to remind you, that is your Simplify gone.
Just because I got it right.
Because Emma was too nice.
He's my boy, Blue.
Too nice.
He's my boy, Blue.
Need you to be a cow.
Yeah. Very good. All right, let's crack on. Question number 2.
Okay, Dave. If you were booking into the beautician for an LVL, what would you be getting?
A lower vascular lift.
She's completely hiding her face behind her sheet now. Can we actually just get this on Instagram? Fiona, this is Fiona during the Grady Quiz. I'm going to take a video of her right now.
It's got the golden ticket answers on, so please don't.
Oh, yeah. Show us another sheet and now fake it.
A lower vascular lift.
You can't just do this, Fiona, for the whole show. Come back to us.
LBL.
What else can I
do? You know what? With all your giddiness, I'm going to have to call in my mate Olivia because she said that she knows everything. So, Olivia, I am going to ask, put 30 seconds on the clock and absolutely beg you to tell me what the hell an LVL is. Is it a lower vascular lift?
No.
Lower vascular
lift. An LVL, it's a type of like lash lift, your eyelashes.
Okay, what does it stand for?
Oh, okay,
come on, just give me the V.
V is the volume.
V, okay, so lash volume lift?
No.
Okay, quick.
It's lent volume lift.
Lent or lens?
Lent, L-E-N-G-T-H.
Lent volume
length,
lift.
Okay.
Length volume lift. Mother of God, that was...
Whew. Used up every last second of those 30.
Length volume lift. That is my final answer.
We're in trouble.
Oh no, we're Olivia! What have you done to me?
We're in trouble. You said that if you're booking into the beautician for an LVL, you'd be going in to get a length volume lift. You did say that you'd be going for a lash lift. What do we do here, guys?
Oh, come on, you gotta give it to me.
The correct answer is a lash volume lift.
Yeah.
It's a lash lift.
Yeah, I'm thinking that because you knew it was to do with lashes.
Yes,
I will say it does not add any length.
Okay,
it only adds volume. But if producer Callum, another man, another man in the ranks, wants to give it to him, I guess we can.
He did say a lash lift. I'm probably being way too kind, girls. Am I? I don't know. Give it to him.
Yeah. Two for two, baby.
Just got to go on to Kelly on WhatsApp there, who has sent in a screenshot from Google that says LVL can also stand for length, volume and lift.
But it famously doesn't add length. It's just curling your own eyelashes.
Yeah, but it makes it look like it's adding length. Isn't
I
that
guess
right?
So.
There we go.
I guess.
Listen, back to you, Olivia. Well done, gal. You've gone and won yourself that Essence hamper for you and a friend. It's got all their brand new spring summer collection and you're also in that draw. It'll happen, the draw, at the end of June to win those VIP tickets to Longitude. Okay, girl.
Now, Olivia, tell me this. Do you think you deserve it?
Yeah, 100%.
Olivia, she
does. I am so stressed after that.
My nerves are shot, Olivia. My nerves are
Yeah, I'm shaking
shot.
Here.
No, you did amazing, girl.
Thanks so much, Olivia.
Thanks, Olivia.
I'm just glad you're two from Trino.
Thanks, Olivia. Have a great day.
Bye, Olivia.
You
bye,
too.
Honey.
Bye.
Bye. All right, now you're on your own, on your own, oh. On your own. As we crack into question three with no lifelines remaining, and this time I want to look at you.
Is the singing going to continue?
No.
Bad.
Question number three on the girly quiz this week. Dave.
Fiona, will you show me your face?
I'm shy.
Question number three on the girly quiz this week. David Hammond. Women's cubicles.
Cubicles? Do you not mean cuticles?
Cubicles, toilets.
Oh, sorry.
They often display signs with rules on them on what not to put in a sanitary bin. Can you list three of them?
What not to put in a sanitary bin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I know what not to put in the toilet. Name three of them. I can't even name one of them. Where are these? Like, what's with the level of... Why do you hate me? Why do you want me to fail? You've come in and I'm sick of you now already, third week in, and you're like, oh, let's make the questions insanely difficult.
This was actually Emma's question. Thank you.
Well, then I apologise and I'll turn my chair. Absolutely ridiculous. You should know better. She hasn't a clue. You should know better. You've been doing this for 3 years. That's not fair.
Dave, sorry that we want you to be a better man.
I'll swivel my chair again, Fiona.
Oh, it's my influence, is it?
Okay, what was the question
Listen,
again?
Listen, cubicles, women's toilets, yeah? They have sanitary bins in them, yeah?
That's where
you put the bits when you're on your period,
right, yeah?
Sometimes there's rules on them saying don't put certain things in there.
Yeah.
Give me three things that you can't put in the bin.
Toilet paper.
Right.
Applicator.
Applicator?
What you can't put in.
I didn't think you could put the applicator in because it was plastic. Okay.
Fiona, put your face behind that sheet again.
Sorry, guys.
Okay,
this is what happens.
Toilet paper. Bottles of soap. And hair ties.
Callum, what do I do here, man.
I bet you they're on a list somewhere.
Toilet paper's on the list.
Toilet paper's
on the list, yeah.
Okay, then...
Can you put hair ties in them?
Bet you can't.
I mean, you know, interestingly, it doesn't come up very often.
I love when she asks a terrible question and, you know...
It's not a terrible question.
She faces some backlash because everything I've said technically is true.
You said hair ties and... Bottles of soap. I presume they probably would prefer that you didn't. What are you saying behind that sheet, Fiona? This is chaos. I can't understand what you're saying.
Say it.
This is like live deliberating. This is ridiculous.
Okay, to Google. Can you put hair ties in a sanitary bin? No, hair ties should not be disposed of in the sanitary bin.
Can you please check for bottles of soap?
Can you put... bottles of soap.
Come on.
This is the worst.
I'm going to get sick.
Here we go.
Can you put bottles of soap in the sanitary bin? Bottles of soap should not be wasted! Yeah!
Why has that gone in? It should be the winner! 1, 2, 3. And it'll be... This is an absolute disaster. 1, 2, 3. Yay!
Yay! Oh my God.
He has gone and done it, lads.
I like how you stayed in your winner's squat while we had that technical moment.
What a girly quiz. 3 for 3. I cannot believe you've accepted that answer.
I think that was incredible. Well, to see, that's what I was deliberating subtly behind the sheet. Technically, you can't really put anything in there other than sanitary products. So yeah. We're right.
But normally the signs would display things like nappies, incontinence pads.
They should, you know, they should add hair ties and soap.
Yeah, because someone's going to try and jam it in there.
Well done, Dave.
Thank you very much.